try to keep to 20 minutes and whatever God
Hello,
does.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Hey, Lauren, how are you, my friend?
Doing awesome, sister. Doing awesome. Alive good. And well. God is good.
Amen. Well, hello, everyone out there. We are starting another Edge Guide In Bible study, and we are going to continue on a great study we did last week, our last session, and it was about learning how to activate aging grace.
Amen to that.
We started the Bible study with intention of getting through it, but it was so powerful and so much content that we had to transfer it into two, which is going to be wonderful because we have more time to get deeper into the study. So let's start off with a prayer. Lord, I just pray that you're able to just give us revelation and knowledge and let this study really get into our hearts, minds, and souls. Let it renew us and let us renew the beauty of our life at all stages of it, Lord. So much we're focused on the now and how we look and how we can prevent this aging process. Lord, I ask that you empower us to change and understand and support and accept the aging process is a beautiful thing, Lord, as you did with your people in the Bible. You know, Sarah and I aged so beautifully. And Lord, we ask that you do that for us and let us all embrace it with a blessing and understand what the true meaning is. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we started off talking about the aging process and how, you know, how to activate it, how to make sure that, you know, what the Bible says about it. And natural part of life, to honor it. We talked about vanity and how beauty and youth should be replaced with wisdom and knowledge. We also talked about individualism and how things now, our ability to care for elderly is almost extinct because we feel like it's a burden rather than a blessing. So we wanted to move forward with the Bible study and talk about what do to change this. So we talked, there's five ways to activate aging grace. And one of the ways is to understand there's, and we're going to talk about the five ways. The first one is old is new. You know, the beginning of a new adventure. You know, we need to understand that in Romans 8, 28 through 29 and 35 to 39, it talks about how aging is a replacement of the new. I mean, the old to the new. And we need to really embrace it. It is a beginning of a new adventure. We have so many adventures in life. And I can look at, and I'm going to take a personal experience. I remember being younger. And when I first was maybe a teenager, I had kind of difficult teenage years because I had very bad acne. And I was I didn't feel I was accepted by my friends. And I feel like even my friends kind of turned on me because they would tease me about this acne. So, which really lowered my self-esteem. And I remember sitting in there at one place talking to God and I said, God, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in this world anymore. I want to be with you because people are so mean. And if I had taken that part of my life and let it go, I would have never have seen the blessings that I'm now seeing at an older age. And with each year that happens, you know, I'm blessed with all phases of gifts God gives you. My grandchildren, you know, and the aging process is a beautiful thing because you learn and you experience true wisdom. So I think that we have to realize that this old that we think is not important turns into this wonderful thing when you get older.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. My sister has such a great sense of humor and she just drops these, very witty, pithy sayings every now and then that just really crack me up. But she had been, going through a hard time a little bit and, she was saying how, cause she just wasn't feeling well. And, she was saying how she goes, yeah, I was like the Eskimo that was put on the, you should have just put me on an iceberg and cut it off and sent me out to sea because I was starting to be a burden on the tribe, you know, and she just said this comment and I started laughing. But then when I was reflecting on this, I was like, wow, you know, we do that with aging, you know, the parts of us that start to slow down or shift, like the fine lines, the joints maybe need a little extra help with collagen, whatever it is that starts to, reflect aging in our mind, we all have a definition of that, that it's almost like we cut off those parts and we refuse to accept those parts that are aging, whether it be what we see in the mirror or what we're feeling. And nothing thrives in a state of war. I remember when I was going through the cancer and losing my appearance for a while, when I was going through the 5 years of treatment, losing all my hair, my eyebrows, eyelashes, my breasts. I remember one time coming down the stairs and my youngest daughter said, "Mommy, wow, you look like the woman from Star Wars." And I got a flash to the woman from Star Wars that had no eyebrows and eyelashes, and she was totally bald. I'm like, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I'll take it. Well, she was powerful.
Well, you know, isn't it weird how, though, in the state of sickness, in the state of, like, even with my acne, which to some people doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you're a young child and are younger and you're developing, and you're all about image, you think, because people,
because you're looking to the external world,
you're looking to the external world,
and do I have value,
and it tears down your self-esteem, which continues through the rest of your life until you get it back, right? So it's a disease of lack of self-esteem. But all through that, I was closer to God.
Yeah. Well, with every cross, Jesus comes too. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because I was able to really recalibrate where I was attaching. And an attachment, again, is an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without something or some person or outcome, you can't be happy. And it's the devil uses that to separate you, put you on an iceberg and cut you off from the tribe and just leave you to your own negative thinking, which is imploding and destroys your sense of image, which Jesus died to give us, that we are therefore a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Our identity is in Christ.
That's right.
Put to death with Christ on the cross. So
I love where he says in Romans 37, he says, "No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus
Amen
Christ
to that.
And Lord." So powerful. And I think, your struggles with cancer are struggles in all the things we have in life. Even the listeners are struggling through some things. We know we're never separated for the love of Christ.
It's a powerful practice to just do some self-reflection this evening. If not time this evening, then sometime this week, simply give yourself permission to take the time to do reflection. What have you given power over to define your sense of beauty? Because you are beautifully and wonderfully created in the image of God. So what little serpents have slithered in your mind to twist that when you look in the mirror? When you look in the mirror, just have some metacognition. Metacognition is simply thinking about thinking. Just listen to the voice. When you see the image in the mirror, listen for critical intonation and judgment towards self. You can't give out to the world what you're not giving to yourself. And as self-judgment starts to increase, so too the judgment of others. And so start within your castle, pull up your drawbridge, and just write down those things that you criticize, whether it's your eyes, whether it's your nose, whether it's your body, your torso, your arms. What is it? Mm-hmm. Where are you being unkind to the gift of your body? As I mentioned before, nothing thrives in a state of war or judgment. Mm-hmm. Judgment repels and love restores. Mm-hmm. And each time that our words can reflect the intonation of love and acceptance, the cells actually respond. And this is the work of epigenetics, the power of the mind at the cellular level. You'll find as you shift your talk, I remember at times declaring, because as we declare a positive over a negative, we actually, over time, switch the neuropaths, the neurology, the neuroplasticity of the brain. We create new neurons that attach to new messaging systems. When you see your image in the body, to override that, right, when a negative thought comes in, right away, the more I think this negative thought, pair it with, and this is a little neurolinguistic programming technique, the more I cut myself down because of what I see in the mirror, the more I'm able to remember that I'm beautifully and wonderfully created. And so yes. You pair the negative with a positive, and over time, now a new study came out at 66 days of catching yourself to create a new neural pathway to override the old. The old is new, to refresh your old thinking of self. You know, I remember looking at myself bald and breastless, and I remember just standing in front of the mirror and just declaring, you are beautifully and wonderfully created in the image of God. All things are possible for you, and just declaring the power of my daughtership by the King of Kings, who says, you are enough. You lack nothing with me. And so to really, really, that takes us to number two, which is let God mold you, your whole image of self, allow his image of you to become yours, and to be open to what is the lesson when people and experiences come into your life that trigger you to go negative on the aging process, whatever it is. It's interesting. Someone the other day asked if I did Botox. I don't judge anybody that does Botox.
No.
Botox is a very powerful thing. And people say, well, it looks like you do Botox. Are you sure you don't do Botox? And I said, no, I don't do Botox. I do masks. I'll do masks, and I use frownies, which I read in Good Housekeeping back when in my early 30s, are just little pieces of tape that I'll put on different parts of my face. And they just keep the muscles strong in the face. So these little like tips that we do behind closed doors to be able to prevent the aging process. I just encourage you to go behind the scenes to make sure that the identity piece is not attached to it.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to look nice, right? It's okay.
Absolutely.
But and you know, I even pray, and I pray in tongues. I pray that God, keeps me looking the way I like to be looked, you know? And so I use, you know, I'm rose hips oil on my face, and that's the only, I've always used that. And I pray as I do it. And so I always attribute my looks to Christ, and that's the way he wants me to look. So I appreciate that because he knows that is needed in my life. But I also know at Genesis 37:3-4 talks about how Joseph, out of all of Israel, was one of the sons that was born, that Jesus loved him till his old age. You know, he loved Joseph. So God picks sometimes people we don't think may look this or speak or act the way we think they should act, because he sees something in them, something genuine, something that he knows can be used for his power, and he loves that. So know that the physical is not important. All of this that we think is important is not. It's the love of Christ and how he can use us to build his kingdom. And I love that.
Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just going to say that was it. I was just saying, you know, when and then it talks about too in Genesis, when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than them, it caused this hatred among siblings. And we have to learn to not, you know, some people, into your Botox, some people may say, oh, she looks good because she has Botox. So what? She looks good. Enjoy and embrace the fact that she looks good. Love her because she does, because that's what makes her happy. That's what pleases her heart. But don't be envious and jealous. And also, know that it's really not important.
Right. That's a really good piece, peeling the onion away here, of the below the line behaviors that can result in a youth stricken society. That the below the line behaviors of comparison, jealousy, envy, and those are the below the line lights off behavior that require our attention for self reflection, because they'll just flip you so fast.
Oh, gosh.
You get a party, and it's amazing how I watch behavior very closely, how women check out women more than men check out women, you know, to see,
okay,
what are you wearing? How do I compare? And all of this. Can you imagine just, you know, in the heavenly realms that that's just not even a part of the energy system and not even a part of our mental processes. It's really that freedom and the verse that says that, you know, man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart, to understand that God, the things that we see and we put so much emphasis on, God looks beyond because he's after the heart. He's after, what do you do in a situation when let's say everybody in the room has done Botox and you haven't,
you know
what I mean? Situations like that. And they're all your age, but they look 20 years younger than you. Your greatest place of empowerment comes in how you handle. This is part of the emotional intelligence. The first phase of emotional intelligence is to be aware of your emotions, shine the light of your presence on your emotion, and then to be able to handle it in a way that honors God. And even don't be afraid of those prayer bombs in situations like that when you feel comparison kicking in or jealousy or envy, which are the main ones that's usually on the front lines when it comes to the comparison of looks, and to give yourself permission to pause and to be in a place of gratitude and say, and ask for help. Lord, help me. I'm sinking I'm comparing to be able to come back to a higher ground.
Yeah.
Really come back to higher ground.
Yeah. And know that I've met so many people, that have, just wrinkled skin, and frail, aging and frail, that had this energy and this spirit that you look beyond, you look past.
Mm-hmm. Their
spirituality and their faith, their beauty is beyond that. And so I think we need to step away from that. You know, another thing that I think helps with the aging process is knowing that it's okay to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You know, aging brings with it many changes that require, you know, emotions and mental adaptations, but our loving God is in control. Right?
Those emotional swings.
Oh my God.
Even those emotional swings, boy, woo.
And the thing to understand,
by the door.
And Ruth 1:17, he says, where thou diest, will I die. Mm. And there I will be buried with you. The Lord do so with me. And more also, if aught but be death, thee and me. So basically God's saying, we are going to be gathered. It doesn't matter about this whole thing about aging, because really we should be excited about it. You know why? Because we're going to be with God.
I love Paul's kind of, when he's like, hey, listen, I'm hanging out in this tent for you guys. If I could leave this tent and be with the Lord, are you kidding me?
I know.
To die is gain. To die is gain.
So to die is gain.
If we have that perspective too, I was talking to someone about this the other day because I was like, I'm 50. I just turned 50. Woo, God is good. And then one of my friends said to me, I don't tell people that I'm 50.
I
can understand why you do it, because it's cancer and it's a gift. So to just shift, because nothing thrives in place of resistance or overlooking. So give yourself permission to give your body your attention. For love and acceptance, to love all those parts of you, those kinks, those parts that you would like to shift or change. And perhaps there are some things you can do in terms of self-care systems that would benefit getting the most out of your earth suit so that you can do what you want to do in life. Really, when we get past 50, it's about take care of yourself so that you can do what you want to do in life. You're not slowed down by anything God calls you to, that you're moving every day. A body in motion stays in motion. You're taking time to eat right. Exercise is key. Prayer, all of those self-care behaviors that allow the body to shine. There was that one other point made too before being vulnerable, which is really important, is to know that you're called by God by name. And I love Exodus 4:1-17, when it's the whole dissertation between Moses and the Lord saying to Moses, hey, put your hand in the cloak, and then yes. it pulls it out, it's leprous. Then yes. put it in, and it's back again. Mm-hmm. I mean, this there's so many great reflections in Exodus chapter 4, 1 through 17, in that it allows you to see how quickly the body can change,
and how with quickly. God,
just in an instant, Put your hand in your cloak, take it out.
Oh, I mean, Moses went up to get the law. You know,
right?
What he aged, yes. came back, and did and people? And wait a minute, did people even care? No, they were like, oh my God, Moses saw God. That's yes. how we should look toward our old people. We should yes. say, oh my God, yeah. they have the wisdom. It's better yep. to have wisdom than age. Oh yes. my God. You know, so he was respected more.
Yep.
He was looked upon more. Mm-hmm. He was trusted more.
Mm-hmm.
He was closer to God.
The white hair was a sign of wisdom.
Yes.
And the connection with God. So what we encourage you guys to do with this study in general is this is between you and God. Mm-hmm. Really self-reflect on yes. your self-judgments about the aging process. Mm-hmm. Perhaps over the next couple of weeks, just make it your resurrecting confidence in the aging process mission and mini retreats in the evening to just have high noticing around how you're judging yourself in the aging process and what areas can you add more love mm-hmm. and acceptance and invite the power of the Holy Spirit in to help me to see myself, God, as you see me. Yes. And I'm sorry, body. Speak to your body. I'm so sorry, body, for judging you so harshly. Let's start doing something about this.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, let's start taking care of this gift that contains the Holy Spirit is the temple.
Yes. I think one of the things we ask the listeners to do is identify and integrate some of the things we talk about. Mm-hmm. But I would say I would pray to seek wisdom and knowledge. Mm-hmm. Read God's word on aging. The only way you're going to know the blessing of aging is to read about it. I mean, I revisited it before this Bible study and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to start telling people I'm old anyway. All right.
Yeah,
I'm exactly. excited about it. I'm embracing it because God mm-hmm. has truly blessed me. Pray mm-hmm. for God's understanding on beauty and youth. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are into vanity, to society. We're constantly throwing this all in our face, but understand that don't worry about the doubt and the fear. Read God's word. Change your perspective on things and approach the aging process as an adventure. We are on this wonderful journey of life. It's a great journey. It's a wonderful journey at all ages. If I had stopped at 15 when I didn't want to be here anymore and looked at what I have now, oh my God, would I have missed out on a wonderful journey. And be mindful of yourself and others. Revisit God's word. Listen to his direction for you and enjoy the journey. That's how we can really maintain and understand this. And he will speak to you.
Mm, absolutely. And also, again, we mentioned earlier, draw away from your human attachments. Another practice would be to just take a piece of paper and write down, what does beauty mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
What is youth? What is the definition for youth? How do you know that you're youthful? You can be 90 years old and youthful. So clarity of focus leads to accuracy of response. So just pausing and taking some time to journal on some of these questions. What does the aging process mean to me? What areas of my life can I add more self-care so that I can support my body to support the person I want to be as I age?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of person do I want to be as I age? And then yep. and review and pray for the grace to tune into the inner self-talk, the behaviors that support the person that you want to be, to be mindful of those on it, at those specific activities.
Yeah, because you know what I've found is the people that have the right mindset, no matter how they look, are the most beautiful people in the world.
Absolutely. And we can all, I mean, those people, you guys that are listening in here, you know, this is, you know, we were talking actually before we started this Bible study, and Dr. Stella is a grandmother. And so she was looking at different names to be called, you know, by her grandchildren. One of her grandchildren just walked in, I can tell. She was talking to him. And so I think that's interesting to share what we were just
talking. Oh, yeah. What was interesting about, I'll laugh about this because I had this name that I wanted my grand, children to call me because I was vanity. I was into vanity, right? I didn't want them to call me grandma, right? And so I thought, I said, call me Yaya. I mean, Zaza. And I'm like, oh, Zaza, I love that name. My granddaughter could never pronounce it. She would always call me Yaya. Yaya.
So I said Greek.
Okay. So I'm like, and then I said, let me look up this because it's so clear that it's not just mumbling. This is when she's little. It wasn't just mumbling. It was a word, right?
Yep.
So yeah, I looked it up and I later found out that it means grandma in Greek.
Yep. Absolutely.
So God was telling her and telling me, embrace it. It's a blessing. It always is. It was also a sign that one of my besties, which is Lauren on the phone, is got her husband is Greek, so we are a family.
Yeah, exactly. So now we're family.
That's
you're
like,
my
okay.
from another mister. So of this shows us just about surrendering again. Our greatest joy
surrendering.
Comes in great space within our castle, space to be who we are, to look in the mirror and say, you know what, you are beautifully and wonderfully created.
Yes.
And I invite listeners to pause when you get that push. Back of like, oh, look at this, look at that. I can't believe this needs to be tucked, this needs to be twisted, this needs to be lifted. Whatever the inner self talk is, to just pause and say, thank you, God, for this earth suit.
Amen.
Thank you for the gift of life. And then to move into a place of knowing that you are beautifully and wonderfully created and your image is in Christ. Mm-hmm. And pray for the ability to see yourself as Jesus sees you and be kind to your body. It's housing your spirit. Every year is a gift. And be aware of your attachments without any judgment. Just be aware of those attachments and as well as those self-judgments so that you can identify and adjust those behaviors moving forward to support a healthy self-image. And to have that aging grace. And don't be afraid of those prayer bombs.
No.
I need when you're comparing legs, arms, neck, face, hair, whatever it is, do the prayer bomb. Dear God, mm-hmm. help me to remember. You look at the heart and man looks at the outer appearance. Mm-hmm. Give me your vision right now mm-hmm. so that I can share honest love for whatever person I'm comparing myself to.
And whenever it only takes one person to start a movement, right? And this movement toward change, love, kindness, support, embracing age can start with you.
Absolutely. So Lord, thank you for this time that we've had together. Thank you for aging grace. Thank you that whenever we ask that we will receive, that you are always calling us up and out of our limitations, mm-hmm. up and out of our restricted and limited points of view, especially our inner self-talk, our intonation, and our judgment. Body, we are sorry for all of the times that we have harshly judged the image yes. in the mirror. And Holy Spirit, we give you permission to override us when we're in that self-absorbed, self-critical space that robs us of the joy that our sweet Savior died to give us. Mm-hmm. So give us the grace to see ourselves as you do, God, and to live in that freedom of youthfulness that no one can take away from us, not even an extra year of life. Who are we to worry about 1 hour of our day? Because we don't know what will happen. Our lives are in your hands. You've given us today. Help us to lean into you and to fully celebrate the gift of life, including the gift of aging. Give us the strength to let go, to embrace, and to be freer with each new day of life that you gift to us. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. So take some time to go through the with all of these podcasts. There's there's the actual Bible study that breaks it down, that gives you some time to reflect, to learn something, to reflect on the new information, to identify and integrate and to take action, to be able to maintain what you're learning. We're grateful for you taking the time to join us again today. We went a little bit over, but this is a huge topic and I think it causes a lot of anxiety and stress.
Oh yeah. That unnecessarily. Because if you mm-hmm. read the Bible, you'll find out you're on the right path. The longer you're here, the better. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It is a gift and it does require grace.
So yes, it does.
Great to ask for that aging grace. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
For joining us.
Goodbye.